This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Number two, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. President asterisk Biden's nominee to lead the ATF. He's been on in hot water as long as he's been named. And we're talking about David Darren Chipman, his pick to lead the ATF. And right now the administration is not making any sort of noises that they're actually confident that he's going to be confirmed. Now, in a perfect world, whoever we pick to head these agencies, especially law enforcement types, I can see a little bit of the bias coming in, say in the Bureau of Land Management, Department of Agriculture, you know, whatever. But when you start weaponizing law enforcement, you're taking it a bit too far. That doesn't mean they don't do it. They do it all the time. It's du jour now. Now, this idea that they're going to have this guy come in, though, it has been flawed from the beginning. A lot of organizations and the Senate have come out in opposition of his nomination. Gun rights organizations have warned their members of what a Chipman confirmation would mean, with many leading campaigns asking members to contact their senators and urge a no vote. That doesn't do very much good, of course, if you're Senator Schumer or Dianne Feinstein, but you get my drift. The National Shooting Sports Foundation even bought TV spots in West Virginia and Maine, presumably to convince Joe Manchin that his no vote is needed and pressure Republican Susan Collins that is now not the time to once again side with the Democrats. There are reports that have surfaced that there are ATF agents opposed to Chipman, and those are bolstered by a public denouncement from former ATF honcho Michael Sullivan. Charges that he is a bully, or has made racist comments, or is covering up a lost gun have not been explored. Ditto for the influence of his anti-gun and anti-Republican wife, herself an ATF employee and citizen disarmament activist. And much of that is due to very valuable and groundbreaking work by our friends at Moms at Arms. Another instrumental in uncovering disqualifying details is the American Accountability Foundation, which sent its July the 1st report on Chipman's record of toxic, problematic, and discriminatory behavior at the ATF to the Senate. Not that the doctrinaire Democrats bothered to read it, but in fairness, don't forget that doctrinaire Republicans, who have thus far ignored exploring allegations, posted on Cleanup ATF, the website from which Operation Fast and Furious, that gunwalking information was first shared, that Chipman's manipulation of the best qualified contractors list amounted to fraud. Proving the man to be unfit, proving him to be untrustworthy for power, is a lot easier than that. The fact that he deleted tweets from a Twitter account he made private while the people he would exercise authority over and their representatives were assessing his suitability for the job. That's the act of someone with something to hide. And it's a good indicator of how he would have ATF conduct business under his administration. No wonder the gun group, the gun grab groups, which universally rely on those traits to swindle their countrymen out of their birthrights, are all crazy about this guy. On David Kotria's website, somebody posted the question, anyone know if the Wayback Machine captures tweets? Or if not, is there an equivalent of that, of what does? Well, there is something called Twitchy. That had not occurred really to some. I knew about Twitchy, but I, you know, that's not something I stays at the front of my mind, because Twitter is the only thing I don't use in some form or fashion. But, you know, most of the time I was thinking that most of the stuff that gets deleted from social media sites stays deleted. But I assume, you know, I was wrong, at least partially. While 2021 posts appear protected, you can still access some of the stuff that Chipman posted in 2015 and 2016. Like this one from May 2015 that indicates a desire for a real expansion of federal powers and appetite for total control. He tweeted, if POTUS is comfortable identifying climate change a national security threat, why not hashtag gun violence? What he chooses to retweet is also instructive, and here he thinks ridiculing Alabama Republicans is appropriate for someone who now wants to head a supposedly nonpartisan agency. He tweeted, is it just me, or does every Alabama Donald Trump supporter look eerily similar? Sort of like you do to Darren, Perrin. Also, he tweeted, Alabama, only 9 electoral votes. Now, that deserves a thank you, Lord Jesus. Then there's a retweet from October 2016 that I find interesting for two reasons. First being, he's spreading this sentiment. He retweeted from Dan Gross, Brady campaign, you say you stand up to special interests at Cali Ayotte. Ha, clear track record of pandering to corporation gun lobby, most evil of all. Hashtag enough. The other reason that you would find this telling is that the original tweet came from Dan Gross, a career gun grabber that some who presume to lead us are partnering with. Imagine what we'd find if Chipman and decided to cover his tracks and run for his past or from it because he knows he didn't even... If he didn't, even some Democrats would have to distance themselves from him. We'll see. We're going to see what we get out of this. But one of the things I've always said is that the past predicates the future. Nobody, you know, I can think back. I can think back to the days when I was a younger man, and while my thoughts now are tinged with, I hope, a little bit more wisdom, I do also realize that I still sort of think the same way I used to in my 20s, in my 30s, in my 40s. And I think that holds true for all of us. And if it does, then it most certainly holds true for David Darren Chipman. Because all of this stuff, he got up there in front of them. I mean, this is really brazen. When you get up there and somebody says, what is an assault weapon? Well, I think it's anything that has a caliber over 22 that is fed with an external magazine and has the following 5 features. Or the following 3 features, or the following 1 feature, whatever he said. And at the same time, go look at the military configuration. There's your assault rifles. There is no class of weapons out there that are assault weapons. If they all have a barrel, Darren, then you can surmise that they all have a degree of dangerousness that is inherent in firearms. Firearms are supposed to be dangerous, Darren. I'm sorry to tell you that. That's why some of us carry them. Not because we want to be dangerous. We just want to be reactive if we have to be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Eric Adams, who recently won the Democratic nomination for mayor of New York City and is therefore expected to succeed Bill de Blasio in January, agreed with CNN's Jake Tapper that his party's obsession with banning so-called assault weapons reflects misplaced priorities. Yet, when he was a state senator, he supported an expansion of New York's assault weapon ban, which is a purely symbolic law that has been widely flouted and has done nothing to reduce gun violence. The registration reaction has been very, very stunted. Worse, his role in that legislation illustrated his view that current and retired cops should not have to follow the gun rules that apply to the rest of us. Here, you know, at first with this guy, I was a little excited because this guy says he's going to carry a gun when he becomes mayor. But he can already carry a gun because of Laosa. Adams was interviewed on State of the Nation, and Tapper noted that the firearms targeted by assault weapons bans account for a small share of homicides, which are far more likely to be committed with ordinary handguns. And he said, "Do you think the priorities of National Democrats may have been misplaced?" Adams said, "Yes, I do. I believe those priorities, they really are misplaced." But he didn't seem to think so in 2013 when he and his colleagues hurriedly approved a gun control bill that Cuomo pushed in the wake of the Sandy Hook massacre, called the Secure Ammunition and Firearms Enforcement Act. This broadened the definition of assault weapons to include semi-automatic rifles that accept detachable magazines and have any of seven prohibited features. Now, as usual with such laws, the logic of that list was hard to fathom. An adjustable stock, a threaded barrel, or a bayonet mount, for instance, does not make a rifle any deadlier, but it makes a rifle illegal in New York State. Adams claimed this long overdue vote adds important new safeguards to prevent the purchase of the most dangerous firearms. And I am proud to personally introduce much of the legislation that led to this agreement and have worked alongside my fellow Brooklynites to push Albany for a stricter assault weapons ban, for restrictions on high-capacity magazines, and for other common-sense gun laws. Now, the New York Safe Act required that owners of the newly banned assault weapons, they had to register them with the state police by April 2014. When that deadline passed, fewer than 45,000 guns had been registered out of an estimated 1 million. Now, New York Daily News noted in 2015 that this pitiful result suggested that many New Yorkers are ignoring a central provision of what had been touted by gun control advocates as a milestone law. The law, which was passed in such a rush that the legislators did not have a chance to read it, also reduced New York's limit on magazine capacity from 10 rounds to 7. Why? Well, Cuomo explained, nobody needs 10 bullets to kill a deer. Slight problem with that. What about a 10-round Smith & Wesson M&P 2.0 45 ACP, which holds 10 rounds? Is that a deer hunting gun? But see, this is the thing. Whenever we do these laws, whenever we do these new and great improved laws, it's always about the deer. It's always how many bullets it takes to kill a deer. Then Cuomo discovered that the 7-round magazines he had mandated did not exist, and that decree was changed to a rule that allowed gun owners to possess 10-round magazines as long as they did not put more than 7 rounds in them. Honest engine. And in 2013, a federal judge deemed that provision unconstitutional, and the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed in 2015. Now, Adams was outraged by the seven-round limit, but only because legislators had neglected to include an exception for the active duty and retired law enforcement officers. He said, you can't give more ammo to the criminals, but you're already doing that, aren't you there, Mayor? Mayor-to-be? He was looking for a corrective amendment exempting him from the seven-round limit. Norman Seabrook, president of the New York City Correction Officers Benevolent Association, elaborated on this point. He said, as a law enforcement officer for over 20 years, I understand the importance of instituting a new policy on mandating the limits of bullets that a regular citizen can possess. But as a matter of fact, the bad guys are not going to follow this law. The way the current legislation is drafted, it actually handcuffs the law enforcement community from having the necessary ammunition needed to save lives. We must not allow this to happen. I did not know the NYPD was Batman. I did not know that they saved lives. I was under the impression that they were purely reactive like the rest of the police. So, since it's obvious that criminals would ignore the seven-round limit, it would be reckless to make the law enforcement community follow it. But regular citizens don't get that, you know, defensive advantage that Adams demanded for himself. He voted to put himself above the law, unashamedly demanding a double standard that sent a clear message to his fellow New Yorkers, my life is worth more than yours. And this is apparent in his announcement that he will carry a concealed handgun to protect himself as mayor. Now, he's presented that plan as evidence that he is a man of the people who won't have a security detail, but in a state where it is essentially impossible for ordinary residents to legally carry handguns for self-defense, his heat packing is a mark of privilege. So, yeah, I had hopes for his honor. But he's just a hypocrite. Like all the rest of them. He votes for things and then he says that you know, it's a misguided priority. And in the meantime, he's inheriting a city where I don't think he's been a crime victim yet, but the crime victims are going up. Good luck to him. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wall Street is starting the week with a major sell-off. Stocks falling sharply amid investor concerns over a surge in COVID-19 cases and its impact on the global economy. Airline stocks plunging with United, Delta, and American losing more than 5%. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 725 points to close at 33,962, the S&P dropping 68, and the NASDAQ fell 152 points. Meanwhile, President Biden is reaffirming strong ties with Jordan, a key ally in a volatile Middle East.
I want to thank you, Your Majesty, for your enduring and strategic relationship with the United States. You've always been there, and we will always be there for Jordan.
Biden opening a White House meeting with Jordan's King Abdullah and joking that the king lives in a tough neighborhood. USA Radio News. Gasoline prices increased 2 cents a gallon for a national average of $3.16 this week. That's 9 cents higher than a month ago and 95 cents higher than a year ago.
The increase to $3.16 a gallon comes after Saudi Arabia reached a compromise with the United Arab Emirates at last weekend's OPEC meeting regarding oil output. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com.
Overall, OPEC plans to boost oil production by 400,000 barrels per day every month until 2022, when nearly all of its production cuts due to COVID will be restored.
Last year, the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries agreed to output cuts of almost 10 million barrels per day due to the decrease in demand due to the pandemic.
John Clemens reporting from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau. Both the House and Senate are in session on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, I talked a little bit about this over the weekend with Gun Owners News Hour, but the embarrassment of things that, concerning Cuba. You know, it's a couple of days after our glorious FBI, fresh from failing to stop several mass murderers it knew about, when they decided to ask American people to narc on their family members, the Cuban people took to the streets to protest just this type of commie garbage, which was splendid timing. This is the kind of quality work that has led to our ace Inspector Erskine's having no idea what the mad-owl-loving leftist with a list of Republicans and a rifle was doing at that softball field. Now, it's not just the FBI encouraging kids to turn in their birthing people. to the authorities for unapproved thoughts that channels the Castro vibe. It's a whole bunch of things going down that, that demonstrate conclusively that the elite is down with the oppression. And, of course, it's all in the name of democracy. It's just that this last July the 4th, that the esteemed among jerks, the New York Times, informed us that our flag is a symbol of badness. In the interim, though, when we turn on our favorite CNN TV show, the Cuban people and the people of Hong Kong are waving the red, white, and blue around like woke corporations wave rainbow flags right up until the last day of Pride Month. And this all comes a week after the regime got caught tuning in to Tucker Carlson's texts. The whole listening into the private communications of dissenters flex. That seems kind of familiar too. Now, the NSA sort of denied it. Weasel words are red, flashing lights to lawyers, you know. But then, exactly as predicted, some public servant leaked those non-existent intercepts to the lapdog press. The best part of that fiasco was that members of the Never Trump Residue Caucus, like Jonah Goldberg, denied that the establishment would ever do this. But then they insisted that they were correct even after it became clear to any sentient life form that that was exactly what the establishment did. Now, I would link to Heavy G's tweets there, but in the classic internet formulation, he insisted that he is not owned, as he slowly shrank and transformed into a corn cob. Now, he also wouldn't like me because, you know, what, he has a lot of Kirk versus Picard debates. I'm not kidding. I'm not even kidding you here. Kirk versus Picard. And I'm picking Kirk. I'm sorry. I'm picking Kirk. I have kissed females. And so, therefore, I'm alien to these kinds of controversies. And I'll die on the Kirk Hill and damn what the pride of Goshen College thinks. And then there's Brian Stelter, who is a potato, tweeting out a story of how dictatorships often seek to silence critics on the internet. He wrote, "Restricting internet access has become a tried-and-true method of stifling dissent by authoritarian regimes around the world, alongside government-supported disinformation campaigns and propaganda." Now, this particular tuber is both a good source of iron and a good source of irony. He's describing what we live in today. Today, our state media of regime-approved and licensed journalists regularly decides what information you can and cannot know. You got an issue with injections? Forbidden. Perv laptops? Forbidden. Grandpa Badfinger's choice at Baskin Robbins? Well, we can go wall-to-wall on that one, I guess. Finally, of course, there's now official lists of prominent dissidents. What a badge of honor. How do I get into this? Can I apply? I'll apply. How about keeping people in jail without trial and charging them with felonies while letting the allies who did the same or worse walk? Well, that box is checked. At least our government flunkies aren't just killing people just for protesting, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they do. So how does our loser ruling caste deal with the problematic visual of doing exactly what the people of Cuba and Hong Kong are protesting? Well, they don't. Initially, they're going to acknowledge no eerie parallels, no telling equivalencies between themselves and what it calls the authoritarian regime in Cuba. President hashtags Geppettos cannot bring themselves to outrage their commie-curious constituency by calling these Marxist idiots what they are. Tater's tweet, referenced above, is a prime example. It does not initially occur to them that they're reading from Stalin's playbook. But when they get out there and they describe themselves, well, you know, that's a delicious twist for me. So when they do, they will embrace it utterly and without shame. You see, these are just common sense measures necessary to protect our democracy from the prospect of the 50% of Americans who, like us, want to have a say in our own governance. This isn't something straight out of the 1937 paperback edition of the Little Czechist Handbook. The extreme extremists are very extreme. They might snap a selfie or put their feet up on Her Majesty's desk, asking Junior to snitch on Paul for looking at that insurrectionytownhall.com stuff on the interwebs is totally different than what Cuba's rulers are doing. And also, they like Cuba's rulers, and they like them much better than they like you. And there will always be an excuse. There will always be a reason. They aren't just going to come out and say, yeah, we want to, you know, tyrannize our political opponents so no one can challenge our power. No, they're going to be wielding a searchlight to keep democracy from dying in darkness. Controlling information and debate. Well, we can't have misinformation. Targeting opponents with law enforcement. Well, they're insurrection-y. Getting kids to tell on their parents. Who better to identify thought criminals? This almost seems like that movie Equilibrium, to be honest, you know. Except they got to drive Cadillacs. Everything was white. Very, 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 how should we say, homogenized, I guess. But if you look at Cuba today, you can see the vision that our great government has for us in the works right now today. So, there you have it. We're just going to come out and, you know, see something, say something, while at the same time, flag bad, oh, well, in Cuba and Hong Kong, them waving it, well, that's, they're just confused. They don't know. They don't understand. They don't know why they do, whatever it is. I don't know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. A judge says victims of the 2019 synagogue shooting in San Diego County that killed one worshiper and wounded three can sue the manufacturer of the semi-automatic rifle in the gun shop that sold it to a teenager, so said the San Francisco Chronicle this past Thursday. Victims and families in the Poway synagogue shooting have adequately alleged that Smith & Wesson, the nation's largest gun manufacturer, knew its AR-15 style rifle could be easily modified into a machine gun-like or an assault weapon in violation of California law, San Diego County Superior Court Judge Kenneth Medell said this past Wednesday. John Lowy, the chief counsel for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, said the ruling is a victory for all Americans who believe that the gun industry is not above the law. And they're the ones that sued on behalf of the victims. Note that the argument isn't that the gun had been modified, but that it could be modified. And I hate to tell any one of you people out there that think only certain guns can be modified, they can all be modified. You're not fooling us. We know what's going on here. Now, as none suffered any harm from the modifications that never happened, how can any show standing to make that reach, and how it can ever be allowed to be introduced is a puzzlement to me. But it becomes clear, reading the minute order, that that's what was happening here. It isn't being done to pursue constitutional justice, but to shred it. And it's also clear that neither the plaintiffs, nor their lawyers, nor Judge Medell have demonstrated the qualifications and capability to be able to legally pronounce the ease with which such modifications could be made if that were even an issue here, which it is not. But if the undisguised goal of reclassifying semi-autos as machine guns is sustained, that would be game over for law-abiding gun owners to stay that way, and to be true, it shall not be and to be true to shall not be infringed principle. They'll have a decision to make that can no longer be put off, and that will be to test the seriousness of who boldly and most anonymously declare Molon Lobby, and I will not comply, particularly when some inevitably get caught and need our help to mount a legal defense. Now, there is no empirical evidence or data that has proven that Smith and Wesson, or any gun company for that matter, is out there brainwashing adolescents with social media and video game style advertisement, aside from unfounded speculation built on a gun grabber talking point and personal bias. No one shows Smith & Wesson executives plotting to put their rifle in the hands of persons in a demographic particularly likely to cause extreme harm. And indeed, harm is the epitome of cruel and unjust hardship in conscious disregard of the rights and safety of others. Likewise, allegations that Smith & Wesson ignored promises of safety measures made by it and other rope-selling industry capitalists as Bill Clinton slash industry mutual suckfest in 1997. Judge Medel's order, along with what Andrew Cuomo is pulling in New York to eviscerate the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, perfectly illustrates how you can compromise and throw the circling jackals a scrap of flesh and they'll only circle in closer, demanding more, until there's nothing left but you, which is what they're after in the first place. At most, the FFL involves in gun transfers up to its neck over alleged infractions of California's stupid and, in a rational world, unconstitutional edict aimed at disarming young adults of militia age from owning rifles. Now, that's a pity and a shame and an outrage, and it illustrates a prime reason why I have long advocated that these subjected to complex regulatory compliance requirements often expert help or obtain expert help to keep just that kind of oversight from happening. In the case of Smith & Wesson, it's clear that this is a case of lawfare at its most subversive and filthiest. And even if the company is eventually vindicated, it will still have to go through great nuisance expense, which ultimately will be passed on to its consumers, or it would financially cripple them if price increases in a competitive market are unfeasible. And even if the gun maker wins this time, and what's going on in New York, expect the violence monopoly lobby to continue to act out the Terminator's tagline, "I'll be back," because they never go away. They never look at a loss as a loss. In this case, the analogy is wholly appropriate if you look at Medel's character and ask him who set him up in a position to terminate the right of people to keep and bear arms. It's not clear at first because he presides over a Superior Court bench to which he has not been elected. So it's not like we the people have any say in his authority over us. He won re-election for judge of the Superior Court of San Diego County outright in the primary on June 5, 2018, although the primary and general election were canceled. Now, did I just contradict myself? Not really, because he'll be on that bench until 2025. And Medel ran for re-election to the Superior Court in 2012. As an unopposed incumbent, his name did not appear on the ballot. And after the primary election, he was automatically re-elected. Then in 2018, the primary election was canceled. And Kenneth J. Medel, nonpartisan, won the election without appearing on the ballot. Now, the position is ostensibly nonpartisan, but Medel, a Democrat, and based on results, committed to advancing the Democrat agenda from the bench. And you can ask how to get on it in the first place. He was appointed to the bench by former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Thanks, Arnold. Just like your breakout movie character, count on you to screw up the future from the past. And thanks again, Major Gun Groups. How big were those good-sized chunks of money again? Makes me want to ask a question. How many more years and how many more times must it be proven that compromise is the path to eventual extermination? We have no room for compromise. We have no room. I don't even know how to characterize this. We don't have the luxury of compromising anymore. It's just one of those things. For those of you who think we might, for those of you, well, Bill, there's always room for compromise. No, there isn't. Eventually, you run out of deck. Eventually, you run out of pier. Eventually, you're just stepping off into an abyss. And in some of these places, that's what it's turning into. And yet, it sort of seems like sometimes to me, now, just hear me out on this one. It just sort of seems like sometimes to me that very few people actually care that this is happening in various locales. And I know that, I know people are saying, well, Bill, it's there. I mean, and I get it. I understand it. I just don't accept that there's nothing that can be done about it. I don't. Never going to. But right now in California, a bunch of them are packing up to move where I live now. I don't even know who they are. They'll be paying cash for a house. It'll sit on the market for about 17 minutes, and then it'll be bought because they're coming. And as for us, well, third hour is coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
XS Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase.
Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here. Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.